Good morning. How's everyone doing? Good. Good to see you all. I haven't seen you all in a while. So, what do I have in my hand? A bottle of water. You know, we think a lot about water, don't we? What would happen if you never took a bath with water?
You would never get clean.
You would never get clean. Exactly right. You would never be clean. Jesus also says that he gives to us freely from the water of life. If you drink this water, will you ever be thirsty again? Yes, you will be. What happens if you never drink water, say, for a week? What would happen? If you never drink water or Kool-Aid or orange juice or milk or anything, Caden, what would happen? You would dehydrate. That's a very, how did you know that word? That's wonderful. You would dehydrate. And when you dehydrate, what would happen to you? You would die. Yeah, studies have shown that if you don't drink water as much as 4 days, after 4 days you would dehydrate and die. You know, we can live on weeks. We can go weeks without food. But with water, at the most, 4 days. But is this the kind of water that Jesus is talking about today? What kind of water is he talking about? About living water. Jesus says to come to him, and he will give to us living water. In Revelation today, we hear that we have the right to come to the tree of life, and that if any is thirsty, that we can drink of the water of life. What is the water of life? Is this water of life? In a way it is, but this is not the water Jesus is talking about. What water is he talking about? Baptismal water. In baptismal water, as Duncan told us, water washes us clean. That's what happened in baptism. You were washed clean in the waters of holy baptism, and there you were given life. When you become confirmed, you can come to the altar and receive his body and blood. There you're drinking not water, but blood, wine. And that's water of life. But Jesus tells the woman at the well, he told the Jews, and he's telling us in Revelation that there is a special water that we can drink from, a water that will give us life. And that water is Jesus himself. Jesus is the one who gives us eternal life. He is the one who has won life for you and for me. And unless we drink that water, we will surely die. We will die in our trespasses and sin. For when we drink the water of life, when we drink in Jesus, when he lives in us and we in him, he promises us that you have everlasting life. And then you will never, ever thirst again. Wouldn't that be wonderful that you would never have to drink water again or Kool-Aid or orange juice or milk? No, because in heaven we will have open and free access to God and we will live with him forever. That doesn't mean that we won't eat or drink in heaven, by the way. Don't let anyone ever tell you that, because the joys of heaven will be open to us. But what Jesus is saying is that the water that we drink of, this water here, won't necessarily be necessary. It won't give us life. Because Jesus himself gives us life. So, the next time you take a bath, or the next time you take a shower, or next time you drink a bottle of water, think about the true water that Jesus gives you. The water that he himself has given to you. In baptism, and in him, and in his very self, Jesus has saved each and every one of you. And he has saved each and every one of you looking at you right now. And unless they drink of the water of life, they have no life, but you have life, and they have life, and we have life because of Jesus and all that he has done for you and for mom and for dad. Okay, so today, let's fold our hands, and before we pray, let's say, Happy Mother's Day!
Happy Mother's Day!
Did you all forget? I bet you did. Who forgot? I guess only me and Caden were the only ones that forgot. But Caden, we're in special company. Let's pray. Let's fold our hands and close our eyes and let us pray. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you've given us everlasting life. And Lord Jesus, we pray that you keep us in the one true faith. for we believe, Jesus, that you are our Savior. Lord Jesus, we also thank you for Mom. Oh Lord, we know the importance of Mom. Most of all, Lord, we know that Mom is so important because she loves us, she cares for us, and Lord, we know that you love her because, Lord, it was from Mom that I came into this world. Yes, Mom is special because the Lord Jesus has given her the wonderful gift of bringing life into the world. Lord Jesus, we give you thanks for all that you have done for us, and we pray, Lord Jesus, that you will continue to watch over us, to guard and guide us, and to forgive us of all of our sins. Lord Jesus, we pray all this in your most holy name. And all the children said,